Can you tell us about this latest material you've developed in your lab at ICER Pune?
Sure. What we have developed here is a porous material belonging to the class metal organic frameworks, or also called as MOFs. These are structures made up by linking metal centers with organic ligands, and they form as crystalline materials which have very well-defined pores whose size and shapes are defined by the organic ligands. They are similar to zeolites or aluminosilicates, but they have additional advantage that they can be chemically tuned. The organic backbone, for example, can be functionalized with specific groups like hydroxyls, amines, thiols, etc., which actually make them interact very specifically with the guest molecules that reside in the pores.
What is the specific focus of this work?
We, as an experimental group, collaborate with a computational specialist from University of Ottawa, headed by Professor Tom Wu, and we have developed MOFs which are suited for gas separation applications. Here, we have developed ultra-microporous MOFs capable of efficiently removing CO2 from a hydrogen-CO2 mixture, particularly the gas mixtures with compositions mimicking those found in water gas shift reactions.
Could you please expand a bit on the importance of this water gas shift reaction?
Sure. In a power plant, coal is burned to produce steam, which is used to run turbines to generate energy. This process releases CO2 as a byproduct, and at the tail end of the process, this CO2 can be captured, and this method is called post-combustion capture. Alternatively, in a pre-combustion capture process, coal is burnt with steam and oxygen from air to produce a gas mixture rich in CO2 and hydrogen. To be more specific, in what is called a gasification process, coal is oxidized in steam and air under high temperature, about 800 degrees C, and pressure to form synthesis gas. This synthesis gas, or syngas, is a mixture of hydrogen and carbon monoxide and some CO2. Subsequently, the syngas undergoes what is called a water gas shift reaction, where it is further reacted with superheated steam to produce hydrogen and CO2-rich gas mixture. The concentration of CO2 in such gas mixture can range anywhere from 20 to 40%. CO2 needs to be separated, which usually is done by a physical or a chemical adsorption process, resulting in a hydrogen-rich fuel. Such fuels are used for many applications such as gas turbines, engines, and fuel cells. Pre-combustion capture itself is much more energy efficient compared to post-combustion capture, but it cannot be fitted onto an existing power plant.
Can you now tell us how exactly would your MOF-based sorbent work in hydrogen purification?
The most efficient industrial method for this cleanup is pressure swing adsorption, wherein CO2 is adsorbed selectively over a solid sorbent, say typically a zeolite, at a relatively higher pressure and is released at a lower pressure via a process called desorption. Repeated high pressure adsorption and low pressure desorption cycles, which are called the pressure swing cycles, captures and collects CO2. As I told you before, in the pre-combustion CO2 capture, as well as in the steam methane reformation, the hydrogen and CO2 mixtures are produced at 25 to 35 bar pressure. And along the downstream of the pre-combustion process, we can look at operating pressures of somewhere around 5 to 10 bar as being practical and safe. So typically, if we can adsorb CO2 selectively at 10 bar and release it at an ambient pressure, which is 1 bar, it would be quite easy and safe. To give you a feel, a hand pump used for filling air in tires can generate a pressure of 5 to 10 bar, which is usually quite safe. In our work, we have tested our MOF's ability to act as a CO2 selective hydrogen purifying sorbent for typical hydrogen CO2 mixtures from methane steam reformation using a 10 to 1 bar pressure swing.
With just one technical value, can you quantify the efficiency of your MOF as a sorbent?
Yes. The efficiency of any sorbent is typified by a combination of its capacity, selectivity, and recovery, all of which are reflected in what is called as the working capacity. It is nothing but how much CO2 can I capture and release for each cycle of pressure swing, which in our case is from 10 to 1 bar. For our material, this value stands at 4 millimoles of CO2 per gram of MOF. This is comparable to some of the top performing MOFs and is superior to zeolites. Also, the CO2 kinetics is much smoother in our MOF compared to the commercial sorbents, say the zeolites.
So do you think you have the perfect MOF for hydrogen purification?
Oh, sorry. The answer is not that easy. The challenges in the use of MOFs for large-scale applications is far from finished. Not only the hydrogen purification, but for other important industrial gas separations or purifications, such as removal of CO2 from flue gas, etc., a key requirement for the solid sorbent is a prolonged life under operating conditions of pressure swing or temperature swing. The operating conditions in most gas capture processes involve moisture, acidic or basic gas streams, and heat. In order to be able to replace the more robust inorganic sorbents such as zeolites, MOFs need to have relatively longer lifetime. And we believe our work, along with some of the recent works on building rigid ultra-microporous large surface area MOFs, could provide scalable sorbents with the right stability and working capacity.
Please, now tell us the most important highlight of your work.
Okay, I'll try to explain this using an analogy. Say, the way our ultramicroporous MOF behaves is similar to how a sponge absorbs water. An important feature of our MOF-based molecular sponge is not only that it absorbs CO2 selectively, but it is very easy to squeeze the adsorbed CO2. That means I have to use very little energy input, just like squeezing water out of a sponge. Also, we have identified recipes involving just two ingredients, metal and one ligand, as being very effective when it comes to scaling up of MOFs. In fact, such simple recipes have been most successful when it comes to preparing scalable MOFs. Most of the MOFs commercialized in ton scales by BASF, for example, seems to follow similar two-component recipes.